This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. We're glad to have you with us today. We're going to be teaching some good stuff from the Word of God that we invite you to stay with us. And at the end of the program, we'll tell you how you can get all these teachings. These are usually ongoing teachings. And so we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid, and we'll tell you how to do that at the end of the show. We're glad to have you with us, and now we're going to go into the teaching. And remember, Jesus is Lord.
Lord, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you and praise you that you are the King of kings and Lord of lords and God of gods. And Lord, we praise you and thank you for this evening and the opportunity to come and to be together as brothers and sisters in Christ and to look at your word and see what you've said and see what you require of us so we can do what you say, so we can truly be your children. Because you said in your word, your children hear your voice and they obey you. So Father, help us tonight to hear your voice and obey what you say, so we can be those obedient children that'll do exactly what you tell us to do. So Father, thank you for the evening. Thank you, Lord, for the Word of God that we have the privilege to come and study. And thank you for giving us all revelation and wisdom and knowledge and understanding from your word. So when we leave here tonight, we will be different people. It will be better people because of the word. Thank you, Father, for doing all these wonderful things you do for us. In Jesus' name, amen. And Lord, thank you for healing Cliff. In the name of Jesus. Yes, praise the Lord. Come in, ladies. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Just getting ready to get started. We're going to start off in Deuteronomy 11 tonight. And we're going to hit a few scriptures in the Old Testament. Deuteronomy 11, the blessings of obedience. Now, I want to give you a little bit of an idea. Now, I've pulled all these out of the new NLT, so they may be a little bit different than the King James. Most of the time I teach out of the King James. But today, when I pulled up all these teachings, I pulled them all off of the NLT. And so everything's the New Living Translation. But Deuteronomy 11, the blessings of obedience. Now then, praise the Lord. Come in, young lady. Now then, there is all the way through the scripture, this is something we really need to get a hold of, that Old Testament or New Testament, it makes no difference. There's blessings for obedience. You know, God has never changed. He's the same God yesterday, today, and forever. And He blesses us when we obey, and we're not quite so fortunate when we disobey. Because there is consequences whenever we disobey. But we're going to start out and look at the blessings of obedience. And everybody likes to think about blessings. We all want to be blessed. But in Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 8, he says, therefore, be careful to obey every command I am giving you today. Now, you notice how many commands are we supposed to obey? Every one of them. That's exactly right. Now, what if you don't know them? What if you don't read the Bible? Then you don't know what the commands are. So I can assure you that if you don't read the Word of God, you'll not be able to obey all of the commands of God because you won't know what they are. You have to read the book. Therefore, be careful to obey every command I'm giving you today so you may have strength to go in and occupy the land you're about to enter. In other words, without obedience, we don't have strength. I mean, we get down to where we don't have any strength. We don't know the word. We don't quote the word. The word says, the Lord is my strength. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. As you and I daily confess the word, we overcome the forces of darkness that are here to destroy our flesh. So if you don't know what to confess, you will naturally confess the wrong thing. I mean, I think about what people say. You know, I mean, I hear people all the time. People that say they're Christians, making the wrong confession, saying, you know, wow, it's amazing. Here you are 60 years old. You've lived longer than you should have already. You should have already been dead. I hear Christian people talking like that. You know, it's amazing how we say the wrong things. Or, you know, we say, well, you know, I guess I'll probably get killed in a car wreck one day. I mean, I hear Christians talking like this. Yeah. I mean, have you ever heard it? Sure. I mean, we make these negative comments. In fact, I remember a man, which I will not give his name because many of you would know who he was. But I remember a man a few years ago with a TV camera shining right on him, said something, what do you think about a certain person? And he said, I had rather die than see that man put in office. And this was a preacher. And he said that on television. The cameras were there. And whenever he said, and he's fixing to get in his airplane, and there was four men with him, and they were all going to go up to the north somewhere. And that man turned, he said, I had rather die than see that man put in office. And that man, that day, that man and those four men were killed in that airplane. Now, it's amazing. You better be careful what you say. You know, because, I mean, we just don't realize that. We don't realize that life and death is in the power of your tongue. I mean, Proverbs 18:21, Jesus clearly told us that life and death is in the power of your tongue. And he says, every person shall eat the fruit of their tongue. So that includes you. That includes me. So when we say our tongue is our worst enemy, it can be your worst enemy, but it can also be your best friend. If your tongue speaks the word of God, then it's your best friend. You know, it can do great and wonderful things. Your body literally hears what you're saying with your tongue. And when you speak with your tongue, your body obeys. And it does what you say. In fact, James, the book of James, clearly tells us that the perfect man learns to control his tongue. And when he learns to control his tongue, of course, the only way you can do that is by the Holy Spirit. But the man that learns to control his tongue will be able to control his whole body. That's what the Word says. So if you say the wrong things, if you say, oh, I am so old and so weak. Oh, I got a pain in my back this morning. I guess I probably won't be able to do anything today. Well, that's exactly what's going to happen to you. You know, you're giving place to the enemy. So be very careful to learn to obey every command the Lord gives you so that you may have strength to go in and occupy the land you're about to enter. If you obey, you will enjoy a long life in the land. Now, how would you like to have a long life in the land? Hey, it sounds good to me too. Well, what's required? Obey. Now, what if we don't obey? God's no respecter of persons, is he? Nope. No, he don't care if it's you or me or whoever. I mean, that's one thing about God. He treats every one of us exactly the same. He holds every one of us accountable exactly the same. And he gives us the word, and he don't care who you are. He does not have no favorites. He's not going to treat me one way and Eldon another. You know, he's going to treat both of us exactly the same. But he's going to control us by our words. He says, if you obey, you will enjoy a long life in the land the Lord swore to give to your ancestors and to you and their descendants, a land flowing with milk and honey. For the land you are about to enter and occupy is not like the land of Egypt from where you came, where you planted your seed and dug out irrigation ditches with your foot as in a vegetable garden. It is a land of hills and valleys with plenty of rain, a land that the Lord your God cares for, and he watches over it day after day throughout the year. Now then, I've been to Egypt, and I know what it's like. It's still just like that in Egypt. Off the Nile, they still dig those ditches with their foot or with little shovels, and they got those little, paddle wheel-like deal that they use to dip water out of the Nile, and they put it up in those little ditches, and they still irrigate their little tiny fields like that. They still do it today. But the land of Israel, when God brought them into it, it was a land flowing with milk and honey. And it was a land flowing with milk and honey until they sinned and got thrown out, and then it became an arid desert. And the Arabs had it for years, 2,000 years, and they couldn't do nothing with it. And then the Jews came back into the land in 1948. And when the Jews came back into the land, today that oasis over there is absolutely magnificently wonderful. They raise thousands of flowers, and they produce fruit for about, I don't know, I think like a fourth of all Europe gets their vegetables and their fruit from Israel. And there is like two or three 747 loads of flowers a day leave Israel going to other places in Europe. I mean, they raise the stuff. It's an oasis. I mean, beautiful, you know, a beautiful place. What happened? It's God's promised land to the Jews. And when the Jews are in the land, and he pours out his blessings upon them. And it's amazing how he's pouring out his blessings upon them now. And really, they're not very obedient people. So just think what he would do if they would really become those obedient people. This is what really astounds me. When God makes a covenant with somebody, he makes a promise, he remembers his covenant all the way back to Abraham. He said, I will bless you forever. And because of Abraham was obedient, because David was obedient, God is still blessing that land over there today. And it says, verse 13 says, if you carefully obey all the commands I'm giving you today, and if you love the Lord your God with all your heart and soul, and if you worship him. I mean, there's some requirements, isn't there? If you want God to bless you, you've got to obey him. You've got to worship him. And how many people do you know that do not obey God, that are Christians? How many of you that you know that don't even go to church? How many of them do you know that definitely don't worship him? I mean, they wouldn't dare walk in worshiping the Lord. Afraid they might, somebody might talk about them, especially if they were to raise their hands and say, Lord, I love you, I praise you. Or get down on your knees in front of everybody and say, Lord, I want to tell you how much I love you and praise you and worship you. People say, look at that guy. Hey, I don't care what anybody else says, do you? No, don't make me no difference at all. I want to worship and praise the King. I want to do what he tells me. I mean, I wake up in the morning. I mean, this morning I woke up, Cheryl and I went to bed extremely early this morning. Me and Dave Rosenfeld was talking about stuff till about 3:15 this morning. And finally we got over to us and went to bed about 3:30. So anyway, I didn't wake up till about 9 o'clock. You know, so I woke up about 9 and I lay there and I talked to the Lord. And I'd set my alarm for 10 something, but I got up before it went off and went in, took me a shower and everything. And of course, I left Cheryl in bed and she just slept. So we come in last night, it was cold. So she had bought this big, beautiful, thick thing over in Germany when we were over there. And we put it inside of one of our big covers on the bed last night. And that thing was, oh, it was thick and it was warm. And I'm telling you, I mean, she said, I've been cold the last two or three nights. We're going to put this thing on the bed. I put that thing on the bed last night, and she was so warm. I got up and left this morning. She didn't even know I left. She slept till about 2 or 3 o'clock this afternoon. She woke up. She is so toasty.
We have to stop right there. But if you'd like these teachings in their entirety, if you would give us a call at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or you can go to the web at www.tlsm.org, and there you can order all these things free and postpaid. And remember, Jesus is Lord.